From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor meets with Sharif in Islamabad. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan to meet with the Prime Minister and other top officials to discuss a range of topics, particularly terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil, according to the U.S. State Department. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif today in Islamabad, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest and the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with the bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications in documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey. But, as VOA's Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
VOA correspondent Steve Herman reporting from Bangkok. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators looking into the August 17th blast at the popular Erawan Shrine are seeking a second man. This is the first big breakthrough since the bombing killed people from Thailand, China, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. We invite you to come by our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters are taking to the streets today for the second day of the two-day rally in Malaysia's capital to demand the resignation of the prime minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Bersih, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. While rally organizers claim Saturday's turnout was 200,000, police said the crowd was well under 30,000. Former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who is 90 years old and has spearheaded calls for Mr. Najib's resignation, made a brief appearance at the rally Saturday. Australian police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Diaa Ahmed, a migrant from Syria who has been en route from his home country to Germany, spoke with reporters in Austria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities said three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again, some of them going days without sleep, without decent food, exposing themselves to disease.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast when it came ashore on August 29, 2005. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest said today the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi now has the opportunity to undo that injustice and pardon the three journalists. An Egyptian court found the three journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.